I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
Well, let's get right to it. No, I'm not going to talk about Vice President Pence leaving the NFL game. That's his right. If he doesn't want to stay for the game, then he should be able to leave. And the fact that one of the players got mad because he left the game as if it was a planned event. Let's see. They were protesting something. He protested something. But just as the left would always say, he has no right to protest. His protest doesn't count. Our protest counts. That's what the left thinks. So no, I'm not going to revisit that because the talk shows will spend several hours examining which protest is the real protest, which protest should we really protest about. And no, I'm not going to talk about all the fake news out about the Las Vegas shooter and how it was a possible conspiracy. No, I'm not going to talk about that because most of you have already heard about that or read about that. But, it does seem kind of strange. This guy has 3 video cameras and 30 guns in there with no military experience and pulls off what he has done. So I'm not going to talk about that because the talk shows will spend hours talking about that and examining how he was able to concentrate his fire in a small area and launching all types of conspiracy theories. The psychologists, they will have their famous 15 minutes of fame because they'll psychoanalyze everything about him from the way he dressed to his beard to what he did for the last 15 years. They'll have some fun with that. Somebody will write a book about it, most likely. And no, I'm going to not talk about Senator Corker and how he's not going to run for re-election and how he says that Trump said he would support him, but Trump says he wasn't going to support him. And Corker now says, oh my gosh, Trump is a moron, or he's an idiot, or different things, or he's a child in the White House. No, I'm not going to talk about that because those are all stupid, silly things. And the talk shows are going to spend hours on that anyway, and you're not going to understand really what's behind it. I mean, Corker, he's not going to run again, Senator Corker, so clearly he's got a free run to say whatever he likes, and he's got to get some notoriety. And he's got to get it fast. Most people have never heard of Senator Corker, so he needs a public persona. He needs to get known fast, and he's on the way to do it. Why? Because of the possible book deals. Remember, that's what runs these politicians when they stop running for re-election, is the book deal. The book deal. Remember, it's like advertising in ESPN. Say what you like about this girl who criticized Trump. The issue is, when she says stop the advertiser, she forgot who pays her. Advertising runs that. And by the way, she will probably be fired or quit under protest sometime in the next 2 or 3 months. Why? Because she can make $10 million writing a book, and maybe she makes $1 million a year as an ESP writer, ESPN writer, whatever she does. So she's getting her public persona, and the media are giving it to her, and she's going to get more aggressive and more aggressive, and then the attorneys will get involved, and she'll either get fired or quit or be terminated. Next thing, there'll be a lawsuit. She gets more interviews, and bingo, we got another book. And no, I'm not going to talk about O.J. Simpson. The rumor is he wants $5 million for his first interview. He's already out playing golf. He'll probably get several $1 million for his first interview. And of course, that will be what really happened, according to O.J. Simpson, another book deal. So there we go. I guess I'm just jealous. I don't have a book deal. So what am I going to talk about? Something that you probably aren't going to hear about on the radio or TV talk shows. And that is the Nobel Prize winner, Richard Thaler. Now, what I'm going to tell you, you're not going to believe, but I have it on good authority that everything I'm saying is true. Now, Richard Thaler, as I understand it, is a professor at the University of Chicago School of Business. And this week, he won the Nobel Economics Prize for documenting the way people's behavior doesn't conform to economic models that portray them as perfectly rational. Did you hear what I just said? Did you hear why he got the Nobel Prize in Economics? He discovered that people don't behave rationally. God, by the way, there's a $1.1 million prize associated with it, so he's going to become a millionaire overnight. Here's what he discovered. Listen to this and listen closely, because this is a Nobel Economics Prize winner. He discovered, I don't know how much research he had to do, I don't know how many people he had to interview, I don't know how hard this was, but it must be a monumental research project. I'll just read you a couple of things he discovered. He discovered that people make poor economic choices. Oh my gosh. I mean, that's news, isn't it? People make poor economic choices. They buy crap or they pay too much for things, right? Now here's one. This is a Nobel Economics Prize winning research conclusion that's worth $1.1 million. He concluded that people don't save enough for retirement. Oh my gosh. I had no idea this was the case. Now, here's another one that's even more enlightening. People refuse to cut their losses on plummeting investments because they won't own up to mistakes. And here's another one. Nobel Prize winning conclusions from a research project that somebody probably paid him $400,000 or $500,000 to do. He concluded that people like you and I, buy houses and stocks when prices are high, thinking that what's going up today will keep going up tomorrow. In other words, we buy stocks when their prices are high, and we buy houses when the prices are high. I know you don't believe this, but he won the Nobel Prize for documenting the way people's behavior doesn't conform to economic models that portray them as perfectly rational. Did you get the premise? Did you get what he discovered? And remember, he discovered that economic models are based on people making rational decisions. I'd like to know what economic model is based on that. But apparently they must be based on it, because he discovered it was wrong. He discovered, after all of his research, the smart University of Chicago at the Booth School of Business professor, he discovered that people do not make rational decisions. I'm just stunned, because all my life I thought people made rational decisions, and he discovered they don't. Now, it goes on, another one. Thaler had a collaborator named Cass Sunstein of the Harvard Law School, and he commented about Thaler's work. He said, "Thrilling news. He," that's Thaler, "changed economics, and he changed the world." My world hasn't changed a bit. I'm pretty sure that most people that I know already know they don't make rational decisions. They make emotional decisions. Now, it's not my fault that we have economic models that are based on some perfectly rational activity of human beings, but any idiot that lives in the real world knows that people do not make rational decisions all the time. And any economic model that's based on portraying people making rational decisions is irrational. It's wrong. But he discovered it. See, I could have discovered that. And I would have done it for like $40,000 or $50,000. I would have written my paper for $40,000 or $50,000. I could have just asked my wife and the wives of friends of mine, what was the last thing you bought and on what basis did you buy it? And the answers to those questions will be pretty clear. We don't make rational decisions. Now, here's another thing that he talks about what he tries to do. Now, I want you to listen closely to this, because this is like the most important thing about winning the Nobel Prize. He says, this is like his goal in life, I try to teach people to make fewer mistakes. That's a professor in a business school. Now, I don't know what book he's using to teach people that, but gosh, it's kind of interesting to find out that he, a Nobel Prize winner in economics, a university professor, is dedicated to teaching people to make fewer mistakes. I do that with my sons, at least I try. Now, here's another thing. So they interviewed him. Somebody interviewed him, the Associated Press. And here's one of his replies. He says, in designing economic policies, we need to take full account of the fact that people are busy. Ooh, my gosh, what an enlightening thing. People are busy. They're absent-minded. Now, he's not absent-minded, but the rest of us are. They're lazy. He's talking about us. We're lazy, and that we should try to make things as easy for them as possible. Oh, my gosh. Remember, this is the University of Chicago. There's not a Republican within 10 miles of this university. We need to try to make things as easy for them as possible. Now, this is Nobel Prize-winning stuff. Let's go over his extremely intelligent reply to the interviewer. People are busy. My gosh, how did he figure that out? People are busy. He must have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars of research, probably taxpayers' money, concluding that. He then concluded that we're absent-minded. Just a minute, I forgot where I was. I have to reread this again. We're absent-minded. I was so busy, I was absent-minded. And they're lazy. They're lazy. He's calling us lazy. He's a Nobel Prize winner. He says we're lazy, and we should try to make things as easy for them as possible. Does that sound like a Republican view to you? It's a Democratic liberal view. He goes on to say, as work is grounded in day-to-day reality and connected to popular culture in a way that isn't always true of Nobel-winning economists. And then the greatest quote of all from the Nobel Prize Committee chairman, Thaler's made economics more human. I can't make this up. No one could make this up. This guy receives $1.1 million prize for understanding the psychology of economics, according to the Swedish Academy of Sciences Secretary Göran Hansen. Can you believe this? Can you believe how he wins this kind of activity? And in case you missed the opening again, remember what he found out is that people are absent-minded. People are busy. They make mistakes. People make poor economic choices. They don't save enough for retirement. They refuse to cut their losses. They buy houses when prices are too high. Oh my gosh, how stupid can we be? How stupid can we be to buy houses when the prices are so high? What can I say? I guess you're smart if you bought when the prices are low, as if we know these differences, right? So he discovered, and this is the last thing I'm going to say today, because no one could believe that somebody gets $1.1 million for discovering that people don't always make rational decisions. Oh my gosh. I'm just stunned by the value of that intellectual conclusion. Let's see. Next time I go down Kmart, the aisle of Kmart, or Walmart, and I see people buying junk, I can say to myself, gosh, that Nobel Prize winner from the University of Chicago, he was right. People do not make rational decisions. Who needs these toys? Who needs this type of junk food, et cetera, et cetera? He gets $1.1 million. I don't even know what to say. Obviously, I'm too busy. I'm absent-minded. I buy houses at the wrong time. I don't sell my stocks at the right time, as if I knew what the right time was, as anybody knows when the right time is. But apparently he does. He knows when stocks are low. He doesn't buy anything when stocks are high. He buys stocks only when they're low. This guy is intelligent. And the rest of us, according to him, are lazy. We're absent-minded. We're not rational. And we need to be taken care of. That's what he said. He needs economic models. The government needs to make it as easy for us as the government can. Because we are not capable of doing anything. According to him, we're lazy and absent-minded and make irrational decisions. You think I'm crazy with this? Look it up. Nobel Prize winner. What's his name again? His name is, I'm just so busy and so absent-minded I can't find it, but his name is Thaler. Nobel goes to Richard Thaler, who made economics human again. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Making economics human. It doesn't even make any sense. But who am I to say? Because I'm lazy and absent-minded, and I buy stocks when they're high, and I buy houses when they're high, and I have to have things as easy as they can make it for them or for me. And he gets $1.1 million for concluding that people do not make rational decisions. You need to pass this podcast around because there's a lot of us that probably think every decision we make is totally rational. And this guy, this professor, discovered that, guess what? We don't. Some of our decisions don't make sense. Some must be emotional. What can I say? You heard it here. You're here to hear on my podcast at webtalkwithbob@gmail.com on October the 9th, 2017. Pass this around. No one can believe it, but it's true. Richard Thaler, your new Nobel Prize winner in economics, who made economics human. Wow. And that's all for today. Listen again tomorrow. Had a really big week last week with my listeners. Got some great comments. I've had a number of people comment that I haven't approved their comment yet to post them up to the podcast, but I will. But listen to this one, because you won't hear anything about Thaler on the talk shows. You only hear it here from the heartland of America. Bob Sherwood, signing off. I brought to you courtesy of